the pylon. Touchdown!
They are chanting MVP.
I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Looking for the edge in your fantasy football league? You're in the right place. This is the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast.
If anyone's breaking out in a massive way this year, it's him.
Where smart strategy meets data that actually matters.
That's the type of ceiling we're talking about here.
Here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui.
Welcome back to the pod. In this segment, I'll be talking to Josh Taylor. He's on the beat for the Commanders by way of A to Z Sports. Josh and I met at the Senior Bowl several years ago. Such a great dude. I know how hard he's been working. We were just talking about this before we started recording. And now he's on the beat, and I couldn't be more happy for him, and all that. So I couldn't be happy, more happy to welcome you to the pod, man. Congrats on everything that's been going on with you.
No, I appreciate it, man. I told you, honestly, I'm not just saying this. This is the only fantasy platform I pay attention to, whether it's content, graphics, advice. I'm not even kidding. Anybody else tries to give me advice, I do not listen. I was like, Upper Hand Fantasy is the only place I go to. Dead honest with you, man. And you never steer me wrong. So,
listen, man, your check's in the mail. Thanks for saying that.
I got PayPal, Venmo. We'll talk about it.
No, that means a lot, man. I appreciate you always supporting. This is the game, guys. You know what I'm saying? Support other people. It'll come back to you. You know what I mean? That's just how it works, man. Positivity, man. I love it. So, you've been at camp, there's a lot of stuff going on with the Commanders right now, Terry McLaurin's situation. And I think we got to start there, honestly. And, we don't know what's going to happen with Terry McLaurin. We don't know, we always hear different things, different sides of these things. And most of the times these types of things work out. And then you hear how far the team is with the player on the number that they want to agree to. But a lot of times it everything's okay at the end. And I'm hoping that's the case here because Jayden Daniels needs his wide receiver one. But how has life been, for Jayden Daniels this entire training camp without Terry McLaurin?
Honestly, he really hasn't skipped a beat. And I think that just shows you more of how good Jayden Daniels is. Now, of course, we'll talk about the depth at wide receiver. No one really stands out when you go deeper into the wide receiver room. But just having a connection with Deebo Samuel, I mean, not even week one, day one, they're spending time together off the field. And then as soon as they get on practice field, the very first throw of training camp was a slot fade to Deebo for a touchdown. And they haven't stopped. There hasn't been one day where it's Deebo wasn't, himself. He wasn't there for Jayden, or no one stepped up for Jayden. There's been guys throughout practice that have stepped up for him. And Dan Quinn said this is kind of a blessing. It's kind of weird to say that, but this allows other players to play out of position, whether they're inside or outside guys, and also allows them to build that connection with Jayden. You got some rookies, you got some young guys, you got Deebo, you got a lot of new pieces, and they can kind of build that connection going. But Jayden's been almost, I don't want to say perfect, but he's been almost flawless in training camp so far.
What kind of role do you see Deebo Samuel playing? Let's say Terry McLaurin does come back. We've seen the slot role in the Cliff Kingsbury offense, be one of those peppered roles, with a quarterback is just looking for the slot constantly, gaining yards after the catch, that sort of thing. Cliff Kingsbury, he's kind of known for with Terry McLaurin, we saw with DeAndre Hopkins in the past where they're just literally just lining up on the left side, right? And they don't move at all. So he's not really known for moving guys around a ton pre-snap. But, what are you seeing in terms of Deebo's role? Are we looking at him moving around? Is he looking like the slot guy, the flanker? Any inklings to what that might look like?
It's really going to depend on a lot of factors, honestly. Noah Brown, in my opinion, is a pretty underrated guy. They like Noah Brown a lot, but can he stay healthy? Had some injuries last year. Already got a little nicked up in training camp. He's out right now, so they're kind of moving Deebo around the slot, the outside. But then also Jalen Lane. I feel like that's the guy they really want to emerge at the slot, and he's done really well. They kind of held him back in the first preseason game, and that told me everything. For a game where all the rookies played and they played a decent amount of snaps, they kind of held him back a little bit on offense. So I feel like that's who they really want to emerge in the slot. But if not, they're ready to put Deebo there week one if he has to. But I think Cliff last year, had Terry over there. We saw Terry go to the right side a little bit, not much, but when he did, he made some big plays. But I think now he has the weapons on the offensive line. He has Debo. He has these pieces. You know, you think about the Rondell Moore, what he had back in the day. Him and Debo are pretty similar, but, you know, the different players. I like, you know, Debo more, obviously. But I just think now the offense, Cliff is like, I can open this thing up. I can do a lot more than what I did last year. So for Debo splits, I think he's going to be used a ton outside, but I think they are going to want to try to feature him in the middle and get those, you know, 10-yard throws to Debo in open space and let him do what he does best. Because when you look at the numbers, Jaden last year was second in the league behind Lamar Jackson in his 10 to 19-yard throws, and the majority of them are across the middle. And I think that's where Debo is going to feast. But one last thing, I have seen them start to practice a little bit more with putting Debo in motion before the snap, doing these end of rounds with Debo. And I was like, all right, maybe I didn't think they were going to run Debo that much, you know, for durability purposes, but he's in great shape. And they see that and they've acknowledged that. So maybe they're like, hey, let's start to put more back on his plate. Like, we see him in the passing game. Let's give him some more of that dirty work, the blocks on the outside, these end arounds, you know, these quick, you know, handoffs and passes and stuff like that. So I'm not ruling that out either.
I love that, man. So it sounds to me like, let's say Terry comes back. We're potentially looking at Terry at the X, maybe Debo as the flanker role and getting some extra work there. And then Jalen Lane as the potential slot, starting slot.
That's my hopes. Potentially? That's my hopes. I feel like he showed me a lot of really good stuff in camp. I feel like he was underutilized at Virginia Tech. He has the speed that's missing on offense from, you know, that interior role. Obviously, Terry showing that he has that speed, but just someone that can really tear up that middle, you know, between the hashes of those deep, you know, whether it's a seam route or just being able to open up and spread the defense out. I think that's what he gives you. And I think that's the hopes. I'm not saying he's going to start week one. I'm not saying, you know, start him on your fantasy against the Giants.
For sure.
But I think that's what they're hoping for.
Okay. And we saw Jalen at the Senior Bowl. You know, he's somebody that, you know, had some plays as well. You know, somebody that stood out a little bit. So are we saying that, like, you know, Luke McCaffrey, you know, Christian McCaffrey's brother was somebody that, you know, was drafted last year. You know, he was that potential next slot guy. But are you telling me that, you know, is Jalen looking better than McCaffrey in camp right now?
I would have to say so. I want Luke to break out. Like, I'm waiting for it. But I go back to the basics. Like, Luke McCaffrey only played at Rice, you know, playing wide receiver, what, 2 years? He's still, you know, trying to, you know, get down the route tree, you know, those cuts, get everything. Just fine detail the actual wide receiver position. Like, hey, you're a great athlete. But in the NFL, you have to be more of that refined position, and especially a wide receiver skill position. You can't just go out there and run. It's like, all right, let me just throw me the ball. And there's a lot of times last year where he was like tackled at the 1 yard line. Like, his stats could have looked much better. But I think it's just going to come down to that connection and maybe that trust from Jaden. Like, if you can show me you can get separation, if you can show me that you can be one of these dependable guys, as I showed, you know, with Lamine Zaccheaus, De'Ami Brown, Jamison Crowder last year, I will, like, give you these opportunities. So I think between, you know, Jaden getting that trust, but also him just kind of refining those small things. I think he looks better than last year. But for me, it's like, all right, now there's another guy. What are you going to do? Like, now that you have competition in the slot, because like I said, last year wasn't really much of competition in the slot. It's just like, hey, this is who we have. We're going to stick him there, you know, Lamine Zaccheaus and stuff like that. But as of right now, I'm definitely giving Lane the leg up.
Okay. Okay. And you know, we're really digging into the details here, but I appreciate you sticking with me.
This is what the people need, man.
Yeah, 100%, man. And I still can't leave this wide receiver room yet because
it's an interesting group for sure.
It is. Let's say, because, and also, you know, you have a capable quarterback, and that was a great stat that you pulled up, by the way, you know, with Jaden Daniels having the second most passes completed within that intermediate range, 10 to 19 yards. I love that a lot. It's, you know, only behind Lamar Jackson. So that tells you what you need to know when it comes to, like, that production is going to be there. But Noah Brown, like, let's say Terry gets traded. Like, let's say there's a world where Terry is not a Commander this year, and which would absolutely be brutal, right, first and foremost. But second of all, like, I would assume that Noah Brown would be, you know, the guy that they would stick at the X. No?
I feel like that I feel like they would have to, honestly. Yeah. I feel like that's what the move would be, or you just call the Dolphins like, hey, what do you want for Tyreek Hill? Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable with them rolling, you know, Noah Brown as that guy right. out there, just being, you know, honest with you.
Of course.
But I am like that confident in Debo to where I'm like Washington could still do something without Terry. And I don't see a world where that's possible, to be honest with you. I think if they were going to trade Terry, I think it would have been done by now. Like, I feel like they've had plenty of opportunities to do that, but they really don't want to. I think the numbers are just that far apart. They're just like trying to work and getting that numbers to get the, getting the numbers together. I wouldn't put Noah Brown out there. They would have to, but that's not ideal at all.
No, I get
even
that.
Even with Jaden Daniels.
Right. No, totally. Okay. Okay, good. So, but it seems to me like we should be targeting Debo Samuel in fantasy, though, regardless.
Dude, I am so sold on Debo Samuel. It's ridiculous. Just like I said, just seeing him in practice.
You quote that. Just to take that piece and just quote it out and take it. Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, you can send me your bet slips, whatever. I like hot take. Debo Samuel's going to have 1,000 all purpose yards plus. I'm leaning towards 8 touchdowns, man. 8 or 9 touchdowns. I think he looks incredible out there. Like, I'm not even because he's like part of the team. Like, I've been a big Debo guy, shout out South Carolina, but just his explosiveness. Like, he looks like ready to go. He's seen the noise on social media. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he's just like, whatever. Like, I'm just going to go out there and do what I need to do. And I think people don't account how bad that pneumonia was. Like, he was talking to the media about it.
Right.
Dude, he said, I couldn't breathe normally until the season was over.
Crazy.
And he missed what, the last game of the season, and that was it, and they were already out by then. I mean, he had to go to the hospital like three plays into like the Chiefs game. That's nuts. Right. But he's like, yeah, I couldn't breathe like normal the entire season, and I'm just out there running around like, you know, being That's my bananas. Gadget self. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you convinced me, man. That's it.
Do it.
I'm going into my draft kits and I'm targeting Debo Samuel. That's what we're doing.
1-1. Okay. That's it.
All right, man. And just real quick, just want to touch on the tight end room real quick. Like, Zach Ertz still like that guy? Like for Jaden Daniels, he's like the guy? Like, are we going to see Benson at all? Like, or is it Zach Ertz here once again?
It's Zach Ertz once again. Their connection is just as strong. Red zone threat, he is the guy. Right now, like, it's not even close. There's been multiple days where he's had like 2 or 3 touchdowns from Jaden. When like the blitz is coming, when there's like a hot coming towards Jaden, Zach Ertz is the first guy he looks towards, and the ball's going there 80% of the time. I was surprised at how much he produced last year. There was even a coach for Washington that said like his footwork looks better than it did last year.
Wow.
So maybe no yak Zach can actually get some yak this year, but I'm like,
right.
I'm not putting much on that. Cause I think he was like bottom like 3 or 4 in the league.
Yeah.
In yards after catch for tight end.
He's an old man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's younger than me, but you know, football years.
Not by much, but
yeah, not by much.
We're up there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But no, we really are, dude. But I just the fact that he's been able to fight Father Time like this is surprising to me. But I think once again, he's gonna have another good, reliable safety blanket year for Jaden Daniels.
Okay. All right, guys, we're moving Zach Ertz up the ranks. Anybody else we had to move down the ranks, but we'll see. We'll see here in a second because we're gonna hit this running back.
Ben will have his year next year.
I hope so. There's some promise there. There's obviously the Benson at Hive who's kind of upset right now, to be honest with you. But it's
strong, bro.
It's strong.
I'm pulling for my guy. Yeah. But yeah, it's just if the opportunity's not there, it's not there. But I think they will do like some more like 3 tight end sets. Like they're gonna run some more stuff in there. They've been trying some different things at practice I haven't really seen before.
Sure.
Maybe it's because they don't have Terry, but maybe like, hey, let's get, you know, bend the ball a little bit more. So but those beneath routes in the red zone, stuff like that, money for Ben right now. So that he'll probably have 3 touchdowns this year.
That's not bad.
No,
I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll take it with Zach Ertz still there. Okay, yeah. Let's hit this running back room, man, because not a whole lot of noise from Brian Robinson this summer. Like this time last year, like Brian Robinson was putting up some noise. Like there was some hype coming out of camp, but it's been all the hype has been around Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, man. Is the hype real? Is there a chance he can take over at some point? And like, obviously there's a lot of hope casting and wish casting when it comes to these like intriguing, like late round unsigned guys. But, you know, to me personally, you know, Brian Robinson, he's a good player, man. But, like, you know, there's a little bit of I feel like guys like, you know, Jacory Kroskamara just got the juice. You know what I mean? And is there any merit to that? Oh, well, okay, wow. I didn't even mean to do that, I swear. But is there something to that? Just want to hear your take and what you've seen out of this backfield in camp.
Yeah, so first off, we call Jacory Kroskamara Bill, which is much easier to say. He said that's what he wants to go as. Lil Bill was his nickname growing up. So yeah, he wants to be called Bill. So I will reference him as Bill because it is a lot easier than saying Jacory Kroskamara. But the hype is real, man. He has looked so good in camp. And this was, I mean, I didn't know who he was until we were at the Senior Bowl and I'm back at the hotel watching the Shrine game. I'm like, man, who is this guy? Like, you know, won MVP. And I was like, this guy looks really good. Like, I need to do some more homework on this guy. And found out like his backstory and everything and started like talking to him and his agent throughout the process. And then he's visiting Washington. I'm like, heck yeah. Like, this is a guy I'm really pulling for. Like, just does everything the right way. And he gets to camp and it's just like, you can tell he's got fresh legs. Like, he's been waiting to do this. You know, he's just been waiting for that opportunity. And for B-Rob, it's kind of like what we hear every year. Like, oh, I'm motivated. Like, this is my, this is a make or break year for B-Rob, like straight up. So I feel like, you know, we hear like, oh, I'm motivated. Like, I'm in great shape, but then the season comes. It's like, oh, you got 2-3 leg injuries. Like, it's, you're kind of losing that juice and you're a power back. You got to be able to use your legs, but you just saw it so many times last year. He's getting tackled for like a no gain or behind the line of scrimmage. He's not able to fight for those extra yards when his, you know, legs get all these little injuries and stuff like that. So I think it just opens the doorway for somebody like Bill to just come in as the fresh legs. Like, I love Eckler. I think he's a great receiving option. I don't think he's going to give you much in the run game, but Kroski Merritt, my guy, Bill, man, I think it's a matter of when, not if. I'm not saying he's going to start week one or he's going to be running back 2 week one. But if B-Rob gets hurt again, like say it's like week six and B-Rob gets hurt, I think by then he's going to have enough rapport and, you know, trust from the coaching staff. Like, hey, I can take care of the ball. I can, you know, catch in the backfield. I can do everything you're asking. I think he's going to get more of that opportunity. So I think it's going to rely on B-Rob. Like, they're not just throwing B-Rob out, you know, behind the shed and taking him out by any means. But I think it's going to rely on how the season starts from the running back room. If not, he's just going to be sitting there kind of waiting for his chance.
I love it, man. That is music to all of our ears when it comes to fantasy, because, you know, we've been hearing all about it and you've literally, you know, boots on the ground, you know, at camp, seeing it with your own eyes. And if you really think that's the case, man, like, we got to continuously take him. And you might not even, you know, we've been waiting till the last round. By the time your drafts are going to be here, everyone's going to hear about it, right? And we're going to know, everyone's going to know about Bill. So you might need to reach a little bit, you know, maybe don't wait till the 15th round, maybe go with the 14th round, you know, and grab that guy, because just keep him at the end of your bench. Like, he's one of those guys where, you know, for fantasy, like, you're always looking for that late round running back that could take over and be really fantasy relevant and completely outdo his ADP. And I think he's potentially that guy this year. So I absolutely love it, man. Again, you know, guys, Josh Taylor, go follow him on X at Josh Taylor FB. He has a great YouTube channel as well. So go check out that too. Just search, you know, Josh Taylor Commanders and you'll find him. Guys, appreciate you guys listening. And Josh, appreciate you coming on, man.
Appreciate it. No problem.